This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Okay, here we are coming in from Safety Day 2020. Can you? I feel like I have all kinds of echo. What do you think?
Yes.
Good. I like it. Okay, so I got Jim Polzer right here as we're coming from Safety Day 2023, provided by the ACFS. Yeah, so tell me, you've been here since yesterday. You did Safety Wars last night. We have some people that were definitely taking a look at it. So what do you think so far?
I like it. I like it. Everything's a lot more active than usual at these conferences at 10 to 8 Eastern time.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the fun part, too, is we're going to see a whole bunch of weird stuff throughout the day, and I mean that in the best of ways as we talk about it, because here's what's going to happen. As we're hanging out inside of the vendor section, that's going to be the fun part as we go through the whole thing, and then you're going to have the speakers that are going to be on the other side on the other side of the equation itself, and as we're going to go through this, we'll have some of the speakers as they come out after their speaking portion come in, and we'll probably talk to some of the vendors as well, but as you can see, this is a lot more interactive first thing in the morning than what I'm accustomed to, because when I've been to some of these other events, the way that it works out is that you don't get to do the stuff with the vendors until post or midpoint.
Yes.
So that's the interesting part. Can you grab that microphone and put it a little bit closer to you for some reason?
Absolutely.
I've never seen you be afraid of a microphone.
Never. Well, I have a little bit of a different setup at home. So.
Well, that's the thing. We're not at home, so that's the good part. So what do you think?
Well, there's a lot of good speakers here today. We have Safety Bree.
Yes.
Kicking off as a keynote speaker in a couple minutes here. And we have some other stuff going on. I'm interested in Stop the Bleed at 2 p.m. That's one of the things that I'm interested in seeing. I've seen that different presentations over the years on that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this because I have to reference this. I'm always amazed about this event because if you look at this event, it actually competes with some of the national events that it goes on. Here's the thing. There are CEUs that are provided here. They are provided by the ASSP, which I always find interesting. And I know how much the ASSP loves me. I'll leave it at that because I'm here. So what I find that's interesting is that for the $30, you're getting the parking, you're getting the food, you're getting the event. I mean, and as you know, that some of these other events are nowhere close in regards to pricing in that particular regard. And I'm going to tell you, this particular event, I actually ask the ACFS if I can come to assist because I want to help promote what they have going on. They do this. They actually are based out of an area called the Safety Village, the Children's Safety Village here in Orlando, where they're constantly trying to help the community, and people are able to come to this particular portion at the Children's Safety Village. And when they're there, they teach the kids about fire hazards, about how to actually interact with cars. They even have a booth here that's kind of further down where they really focus on teaching people how to put the car seats inside of the car. And I know that that's kind of niche specific, but I think it brings such a value. Also, they teach kids how to swim and how to flip over and do all the nine stuff.
Really important thing. Well, I know one thing with the car safety seats. My kids never wanted to be in one. And then one day, we're in a parking lot, and they see a car accident, like, right in front of them. And then after that, we never had a problem getting them into a safety seat.
Well, and that's sometimes what takes the equation of what has to occur for things to actually happen. Now, listen, this is going to be an interesting one today because we're going to broadcast in and out throughout. So this right here is the episode that we would have today for Tuesday. Yeah, for Tuesday of Safety FM with Jay Allen. So, as you can see, Jim Polzel's hanging out with me. This event starting off in 8 minutes here. We're talking a little bit about it before it starts. Of course, I'm going to quiet my speakers once the event does go live because I think that, you know, some of the people might not be very happy with me next door if I'm kind of blasting all this stuff during this time. But we'll be out here throughout the day. So, if you're interested and you're in the area, because we'll play some of this stuff live as we have it going on here for Safety Day. Now, the other fun part is that the Conklin Conference is going on starting off tomorrow, and you're here for that, which I'm super excited about because the way that I take a look at it is that I hear you talk about hop, but now you're really going to take the deep dive in person.
Well, there's nothing like going and seeing something in person versus reading or watching it on video. In person is always better, at least initially, to do that. I'm very excited to meet all the speakers for that and Todd after all this time.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. The first one that I ever got to see Todd in person, that it was one of his conferences, not one of the ASSP things, I actually went to Atlanta, and it was just kind of so different in regards to what I expected on being able to see it in person, because I had heard of Todd, seen him at some of the events, read some of his books, listened to some of his podcasts, but kind of seeing the whole thing and how the deep dive, especially when you start seeing Bob Edwards and Andrea Baker and Mark Yeston, and now you'll get to meet Jen Long, who's kind of a newer member to our team, but it's pretty interesting. And it's funny how I get to say our team now, because it was a hot minute to get involved with everything that was going on with Conklin, but I'm not going to say that I became a believer, but it was one of those things that became very interesting to me just to see the changes on how things occur.
Absolutely. What I try to do is whenever I'm talking safety, whether it's on Safety Wars or if it's for my in-person training, we always go into HOP, we always go into things of that nature, and when you get a good positive feedback, because what I find is if you communicate what's in people's hearts and minds and what they really think, and if you're able to articulate that, you're more likely to get be more successful in safety management.
You just went hearts and minds on me. You went hearts and minds. I haven't heard any. The last person to do that was Sheldon. I had Sheldon on the show, and he went hearts and minds.
Yeah, that's.
No, I pointed it out to him almost in the exact same format when it occurred. That's the only reason I referenced that. So let me make reference to this real quick. So this will kind of be a mini version for today. If you are in Orlando, acfs.org, if you're trying to come by here today, it's at the Rosen Plaza. We'd love to see you here. We'll do a little bit more stuff as we are going on. I'm trying to convince Bozell to do Safety Wars live throughout the day. We'll see how that goes. And the funny thing is that because I get to overpower the radio station, it's not that hard to do. And right in front of us at our little booth, we have SG World, and Rich is actually right in front of me, and he doesn't realize that his camera's on in his back pocket. Do you notice that?
I don't think it's on record, though.
Well, I would hope so. That's going to be very interesting. Sorry about that. So anyways, let's get you back into everything that's going on here at the event itself, and then we'll kind of go from there. Oh, look at this. We have Matt Law in front of us, too. Let's not kind of like play that he doesn't realize. He's actually one of the speakers that actually is going on here today, and he is scheduled to come in and do one of our interviews. Now, here's the interesting part. A lot of people are not aware of this, but Matt Law is going to be actually taking over as the head of the ACFS next year. So he will actually be putting on his event itself, and we'll find out what it's actually going on. We're talking about your camera being on in your back pocket. Yeah, your camera's on. Yeah, it's on.
I thought I should hear what you said.
Your camera's on in your back pocket. So it's been all kinds of fun seeing what was going on, so just so you know. So anyway, so that's what's going to happen. So we got that starting off in here about 4 minutes or so. So there you go. This is what's going on. We'll do it for now. There you have it.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.